You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kane. The man accused of assassinations in Minnesota was federally charged on Monday with the murders of Mark and Melissa Hortman. That follows Vance Bolter's arrest on Sunday in the small farm town of Green Isle, about an hour away from Minneapolis. Green Isle resident Wendy Thomas tells Civic Media she spotted Bolter hiding in a culvert of a neighbor's house as she was going down the driveway on the phone with her dad.
As the person got closer to, there's a culvert down there, he squatted down. And I'm like, Dad, they're hiding, you know, so I started freaking out. He says, you hang up and you call somebody. And I hung up and I got to the end of the driveway, and there's been enough police force here. At the end of the driveway, there was an officer just coming down the road, and I flagged him down with my arms out the window. And he's like, is everything okay? And I said, no. I said, there's somebody in this hay field or this grass field here. I said, he's in the culvert.
Thomas adds, since then, law enforcement hasn't communicated with her. Meanwhile, 11 Democrats were on Bolter's hit list, reports the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, including the members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation. State Senator Kelda Royce, who represents Madison, speaking to Todd Alba on Monday.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really that anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Lawmakers meet at the state capitol this afternoon for another mammoth budget session. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's requested additional security. Wolves in Wisconsin may or may not remain on the endangered list and could spark a statewide hunt. Brittany Merlot explains.
And conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level, as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt.
Officials in Wausau hope DNA science can identify the city's unknown soldier. Joanne Krulatz has details.
The unknown soldier died by suicide in 1930, leaving behind no identifying information, just a note saying he was a World War I veteran. Efforts to identify him went nowhere, and officials buried him with full military honors and a headstone marked unknown soldier. But last week, multiple agencies worked to dig up his remains with great care and respect. They now await DNA analysis to see if a living match can be found, which could lead to identification and closure for his story. Officials say the effort could take months, with the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project assisting the effort.
The Marshfield Police Department is reminding people of railroad crossing safety tips. Both Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids have several railroad crossings at busy intersections. Officials say it's important to wait and look both ways. Only cross legally and safely at designated crossings. Don't get caught in the middle. Wait for traffic to move before driving through a crossing. And remember, it's not a race. Never attempt to outrun or beat a train. Trains always have the right of way. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in Interview with a Vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad, then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over $500 million worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a 3-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Same for tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms with a half inch or more of rain possible tomorrow, or high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.